it can trigger issues for students who have autism, sensory issues, and deafness, and it can discourage them from being present at those events, which visually looks like this. People have more informally heard it referred to as jazz hands, but that is the official British Sign Language version of clapping.
Do you know of other people who've got hearing difficulties who it would bother?
I don't personally, so I don't know many students who have sort of the same issues.
So you kind of wonder who this is for then?
Well, a little bit, yeah, I suppose, yeah. But, I mean, if there are those who do experience those problems and would like that, I think it'd be fine to implement it as a policy.
I think that is it's a very important issue that you raise. I think that where we are at the moment in this conversation, this is the solution that we currently have.